I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons from the Word of Mom Radio Network. And today I am speaking to Elaine Sanders and Pache Felton from Harlem Girls, Inc. They established Harlem Girls, Inc. this year, and their motto is, "There is more in you." The organization assists women and youth by conducting self-esteem workshops, leadership trainings, business seminars, teaching entrepreneurship skills, and many other strategies to empower individuals and communities. The organization provides goods and services for sale, such as books and apparel, and their goal is to see lives change by creating an atmosphere conducive for creativity and innovation. Hi, ladies. How are you today?
We're great.
We're doing well.
So excited to have you here. This is just, you know, exactly, we have the same mission, just empowering women and having them put themselves out there. So tell us a little more about Harlem Girls, Inc.
Well, Harlem Girls, Inc. was established by Pache and myself this year, as you stated, and it was a way of us empowering women, not just, we just happen to be two young ladies who, or two women who grew up in Harlem, and so that's where the name Harlem Girls, Inc. came from. But we wanted to empower women to know that there are other alternatives to being successful, such as, you know, through education, through trainings and workshops to help build self-esteem, because once you feel good about yourself, then you're able to move in a positive direction of where you see yourself going in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. So it was just, the organization was basically a way for you to be able to provide the different workshops and teach the skills and get as many women as possible feeling better about themselves.
Correct. Correct.
Excellent. And you have a book. Yes.
Yes.
The
book is called Moving. The book is called Moving from Broken to Beautiful. In this book, we have 5 steps in which we show you how to. So it's not just myself and Pache telling our story, but it's also giving the readers steps to move from broken to beautiful. And these are the things, and that could be whether it's through divorce, abandonment, grieving. The steps are steps that can be used in any aspect, because we've all had a moment in our lives where we felt broken and we didn't feel beautiful and we didn't feel worthy and we didn't feel as if our lives meant anything. So because we have been there, we wanted to help others to know you can get to the other side.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that you focus on forgiveness as an important aspect of how to move from broken to beautiful. Tell me a little bit about that. Why is that so important?
That's very important to forgive, because first we have to forgive ourselves for things that we go through in life and things that we accept that we should not accept. It's only at the point that when we forgive ourselves, we're able to forgive others regardless to what the circumstance is. So once you forgive, that's a very intricate part of everyone's lives, because we're all human. We all make mistakes, but forgiveness is very huge. It allows us to move forward in life without holding grudges and being able to walk in our full purpose.
Wow, yeah. I'd love it if each of you would just take a minute and share maybe a key example from your own life, either one of the big steps that you took from broken to beautiful, what it is that you had to forgive for and how you went about that, just sort of your biggest moment that made you realize that you could not only do this but share it with others. And just make sure to identify yourself, each of you, as you tell me yours.
Okay, this is Pache, and one of the biggest things I had to forgive myself for was not being as well educated as I could as a single mom to expose my daughter to more in life, opposed to just where we grew up at in that one environment. So as I got older and I became to evolve as a woman and educate myself and go back to school, I realized that I didn't equip her with everything that she needed. And I actually remember crying one day, and she's like, "Mom, what's wrong?" I said, "I should have taught you more. I'm so sorry." And she's like, "Well, you're a great mom." I said, "You'll understand it when you have kids."
Yeah.
So I had to forgive myself for that. But even forgiving myself in that, I knew that I had to move forward to still show her. So even though she's 27, it's still my motivation to show her that no matter where you start at, it's not the ending. You can still go forward. So that's one of the biggest things I had to forgive myself for.
Wow, wow, absolutely. And I was just reading, Dori and I went to the National Publicity Summit over the weekend, and we met a really great woman who's a writer for Newsweek, but also a freelance writer, and she has a blog called Scary Mommy. And she talked about going back to school, going back to graduate school in her late 40s and knowing that she would be 50 by the time she graduated. And the thought was, well, you're eventually going to be 50 anyway, so you might as well do this while you're getting there.
Right, right.
And it seems so obvious, right, but yet profound, because so many of us do that. So many of us sit here and, as you were saying, you know, beat ourselves up for what we didn't do when we were younger, and it's like, well, what's stopping you from doing it right now?
Right.
You know, you can't go back, but you can always go forward, and you can always, I believe it's never too late to accomplish something you'd like to accomplish.
Absolutely, and even within that, we cannot allow our past to hold us hostage, because then we become stuck and we never move. So it's important that we never box ourselves in. And as long as there's opportunity, we should just keep moving forward, despite the odds, despite what it looks like, despite what we feel like, even go in fear. Just do it.
Right, because you never succeed at what you don't try, right? You can
Absolutely.
Fail.
Absolutely.
But you can never succeed if you don't try, and that's a huge lesson, I think. Elaine, what would you share? What was your shining example?
One of my shining examples would be forgiving myself for staying longer than I should have. A part of my story is as a divorcee. I was married 14 years with 3 children, and many times as women, we stay because we said society says, you know, being a single mom, or even statistics say one of the ways for a woman to go into poverty is to get divorced, because the husband is normally the predominant breadwinner of the family. So staying longer than I should have, by year 11, I knew I should have left, but I stayed. So, and in that process, a lot of times we turn that anger towards our spouse or significant other. And I had to forgive myself for saying it was okay to say you stayed, and the reasons you stayed is because you had children, or you stayed longer because whatever my reasons were in that moment. But I had to say, once I made a decision and decided to move forward with my life, I had to forgive him, I had to forgive myself, and I had to move forward out of that, because if not, you allow the person to hold you hostage, or even your emotions to hold you hostage, and you'll never move forward to be able to find what you truly deserve, because you're still living in the past. So that would be one of my greatest examples, because, you know, when we say I do, at least when I said I do, this was going to be forever, you know, till death did us part. And being a woman to say, this is scary. You know, I had children after I got married. So I didn't come into the relationship. I came into the relationship trying to do it, quote unquote, the right way. And to say, now it's not it's different than what I was used to or accustomed to. So I had to forgive me for saying, you stayed longer, and understand your reasons why, and then forgive him to say, I will not hold it against you for whatever I thought you should have done or could have done better, but we moved on, and to learn to move on in life. And I think that's one of the things we can hold ourselves hostage to our past.
So true, so true. And it's really, and it's, you know, I don't know that there's ever a set right or wrong in terms of when a relationship can be worked on and when it really is just over. And unfortunately, sometimes I think the decisions, obviously a relationship can only work if two people are working at it, you know. So, and I just recently had a conversation with two of my young nieces. A lot of our listeners are aware I'm helping one of my cousins who has five young girls. The oldest is 10 and the youngest will be 2 in December. And I spend a few days a week, you know, helping out with them. And the 7 and the 8-year-old, the 8-year-old started a conversation with me the other day about, you know, why wasn't I married? And it led into what was a really positive conversation that I had with the two of them about, you know, most people at least intend to get married and have children, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. And honestly, one of the reasons they were asking is their parents recently went through some stuff that they've done a really successful job of working on and continuing to work together to raise their daughters. But they also have friends whose parents are divorced, and they're sort of processing their own feelings about that and what their friends are going through. And it was a really interesting conversation about the choices we can make as women, that we can get married. We don't have to get married. Once you're in the relationship, obviously, as you said, you made a vow. You promised to be together till death do you part. You should obviously spend the time and energy you can to try to make the relationship work. But I also let them know at some point, sometimes a decision has to be made that people need to move on. And it's as you were saying, when we were raised, we were certainly taught this is what you need to do. You need to do this,
correct,
and then you need to stay.
yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I happen to have never met the man that I thought I wanted to spend my entire life with, so I didn't ever get married. But, you know, I certainly couldn't.
And it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, you know, I mean, it's not that I've never had relationships, and sometimes even within those relationships, sometimes you stay too long, or sometimes maybe you could have worked harder and you didn't. And, you know, you just have to make the decision that feels best to you at the time, I feel.
Right.
All right, ladies, let's take a quick moment to say thank you to our sponsors for today.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in 4 colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures are bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feeling. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And I'm back. I'm with Pache Felton and Elaine Sanders. They have some great trainings and seminars on teaching both entrepreneur skills and strategies to empower yourself. But most importantly, they work with young women on self-esteem and feeling empowered and forgiving themselves. Ladies, tell me why it is so important to you to make sure that women are following their dreams.
Because we have one life to live, and you don't get a second chance at the life you live, meaning, you know, once there is the day we're born, the dash in the middle, and the day we're no longer on earth, and what we do in that dash is the most important thing. And we have to realize even I will never know if I could have been a success at something, again, as you stated earlier, if I never tried.
Yeah.
And at least, and even if I tried and I failed, maybe now I need to revisit maybe something that I did that could have been done differently to make it successful. So I think a part of it is it's in our nature as women to help others. But sometimes,
yes,
if you're a mom, if you know we're so used to encouraging other people to the front that it's hard when it's our turn because we're like, and we look for support. So normally our support systems are other women because they,
yeah,
get it, you,
mm-hmm,
know. So following your dreams is definitely realizing that there are people around you who want you to win. Every, you know, sometimes we think the whole world is against us. No, there are a lot of people in your corner. They're just waiting for you to go forward so that they could be there. If I could just share a short story.
Please.
I remember going back to school. I did undergrad, and then it took me 16 years before I went back to get my master's degree. And at the time, as I stated, I was having a hard time in my marriage, and it was a conflict over the home computer, whether to watch ESPN on the computer or me do my homework. And I remember calling a friend of mine, and she said, first, like, really? And then she said, come get my laptop. And I kept her laptop until I graduated. And
right,
so something as simple as someone believing in what I wanted to accomplish, you know, that it was someone helping support the dream. But if it just stays in our mind, it's just that, a dream. But once we get it out and people know, now it turns into a vision that can manifest itself.
Wow, that's a great story, and it's so important that we do that we find ways to help each other. And I feel lucky in my life that I've just known a lot of women and some men too who have made it, you know, their business to help others, and who just are always thinking of ways that they can help. You know, like that, here, take my computer, here, take my car, here, take my Costco card, you know, whatever.
Right. Whatever it may be.
Right.
And again, I mean, like you said, I'm sorry, that there are men in your life that help as well. You know, it was just that in that moment, that was my girlfriend who decided, here, take my laptop and do what you need to do so that you can be successful.
Well, and I think one of the things we're seeing just in the world in general, though, is that, you know, you're right, that's women are programmed to be nurturing. Women are programmed to be helpful. And I think that a lot of people are realizing that in business and in other areas, that there's ways in which that model is more successful. You know, some of the old ways of, you know, how the boys' club always did it, you know, aren't working. And so the smart men and the sensitive men and the intuitive men are, you know, learning to also be that way, and to, you know, to realize that, you know, we all do better when we help each other. You know, one of the theater companies that I'm involved with is the Family Repertory Company, and the executive artistic director, Marvin Camille Valentine, is one of those men, you know, very much a helpful, nurturing man. And he's the one who taught me, it's an African phrase, Ubuntu, and it means I am because we are. And
okay,
it's about the fact that, you know, we all, you know, I don't do better by pushing you down. You know, we all do better by pulling each other up.
Right.
Yes, yes.
And also with that, just to piggyback on what you guys are saying, is it allows women to walk in a purpose. We know,
yes,
time is the one commodity that we can't get back.
Right.
So it allows us, you know, even teaching these self-esteem classes and workshops, because a woman may look like she has self-esteem. We know how to dress up the outside, but what's going on in the inside?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
so
to
true.
Teach the self-esteem and the leadership training and entrepreneurship is, I think, is very important, because those are things that we're not taught in school. We're taught go to school and get a job. We're not taught what's your purpose.
Right.
What do you want to do? What were you created to be? So, and it's important for us as women to help each other, and like you said, not push each other down, because what do I get by demeaning you? We can all do better together.
Yes, exactly. Better together. Big one. So how do you feel that you have begun to positively affect the community?
It's exciting. I think we are, I mean, just to think that it was something that we were doing separately, but when you join forces, I think that's even the better, like, you know, like the support in numbers. So we were able to bring together our resources, our support teams together to help other people at another level. I think it's been really exciting for us because, as I stated, we are two women that grew up in Harlem. However, what we're doing is not just for like people in Harlem. It's anywhere you go because the issues are the same. You know, feeling forgiveness. I don't care where you live. Forgiveness you will deal with at some point. Disappointment, hurt, whatever those feelings, emotions are. And even understanding, one of the things we like to talk about and teach is emotional intelligence. How do you manage how you're feeling and manage the feelings of someone else all at the same time?
Right.
Even within that, I just want to piggyback on something she said.
Please, yes.
What a lot of people don't know is that we met a year ago, a year and about 2 months ago. We grew up in Harlem, but our paths never crossed.
Right.
So there's no time frame on sisterhood. There's no time frame on when you should help somebody or when the connection is going to happen.
Absolutely.
So we were divinely connected. We both were doing the same thing in two different companies, and we joined forces because we believe we can do more together. And what she doesn't have, I have. What I don't have, she has. And there's no cattiness between us or there's no jealousy. It's, let's figure out how to do this.
Excellent.
She has an idea, let's execute. I have an idea, let's execute. So it's never, I don't think, let's figure out how to do it. And we've been doing this within a year and about 2 months. And a lot of people can't believe, oh, that's the only time y'all knew each other? Yeah, that's it.
Right. No, definitely. The two of you talk like, you know, girls who've been friends, you know, all your lives. So
we get that all the time.
But I have friends like that too. I have friends that have been, you know, I'm still very close with my best friend since high school. But then also I have brothers and sisters that I've met, you know, in the last 2 years, in the last 5 years, that are absolutely, you know, my brothers and sisters. And you wouldn't tell the difference between them and my biological sister in terms of our relationship. Yeah, exactly. I love this. So Harlem Girls is about the fact that that's your background. It's not who you're focused on. Your target audience is anyone who can use some self-esteem and some empowerment in their life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, even the fact that, just to share, as Pache stated, we did not know one another, and we both hold degrees in psychology. Our undergrads are both in psychology. We both hold a master's in organizational leadership. And
wow.
Without no right.
Yes.
And we actually even drove the same kind of car.
Oh, wow. That's
it is to the point, like, she can dress me if I'm not there, and I can dress her if she's not there. We'll walk in the store, and she'd be like, you looking at that, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it's the same taste, down to the same taste and everything.
So you were living these parallel lives, and then the paths finally managed to cross and intersect and get stronger.
And one of the things, just to kind of add what you were asking, because, as I stated earlier, what we discuss and what we talk about, whether that's as a self-esteem or in a professional setting, like we do workshops on team building or team leadership, and you know, we use our background. We both were professors, and so we have that, you know, academia behind us, as well as just the normal, let's just talk about it, let's discuss dealing. We both had hands-on in communities helping young girls and helping women, you know, whether, you know, we can definitely talk to the teenagers all the way up because we have that experience and we have the knowledge to be able to say, let us help you. And here's an area, even in the business arena, let us help you. So we're not just talking from our feelings. We have the books. We can talk from the Peter Druckers. We can talk from those business models to say, if you implement this, this is how you get your employees to become more innovative and creative. It's through team building. You know, that hierarchy structure, it doesn't necessarily work. When people feel like I have a team leader versus my boss, there's a difference,
right?
Just in
big
the language
difference.
It will make you feel like, oh, I can just walk in and talk to, you know, talk to Bob versus, oh, I have to go through Bob's secretary and then she's going to tell me that Bob is not available. And then
it
builds this wall between, it builds a wall between, it's considered us against them opposed to just being us. Because when people look on the outside of a company, they don't say it was Bob or Jane. They say it was that company.
Right, right.
So if we start to look at things, and the same thing, when we look at communities, when we look at, we see it as a whole, we don't pull it apart. So if everyone understands we work together, because this is us.
Right, right.
And how do we want to be seen?
So how do people get in touch with you? Where do they find the book? Where do they find the swag? How do they get any shots?
So our website is HarlemGirls4Forever.com, and there they can find the book and the swag.
Excellent.
And the courses that we teach. And if they want to get in contact for us for, you know, teaching, workshops, anything in that matter, it's HarlemGirls4Forever@gmail.com.
Great,
and
great.
And
the
phone number is 347-316-7240.
And they can follow us on Facebook as well as Instagram under Harlem Girls Forever.
Ever.
Good. And ladies, go ahead and repeat that phone number one more time.
347-316-7240.
So that's the number to reach them at. The website is Harlem Girls Forever. That's HarlemGirls4Ever.com. They are on Facebook as Harlem Girls, Instagram Harlem Girls Forever, Twitter Harlem Girls Forever, all with four as the number four. We will have those links, as many as fit on the show page on Blog Talk Radio, but all of them on the blog post associated with the show. And hopefully many of you will take advantage of the great lessons that these women have to teach. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Make today a great day.
Likewise.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Mindful Healthy Habits, where we focused on healthy mind, self-confidence, forgiving yourself, and being the best you can be today, whatever age you happen to be. Tomorrow, we will have a special mompreneur model show where Dori and I switch seats, where I will host the Mompreneur Model Show. She will be one of the interviewees. We will actually be featuring three different companies where we are featuring their holiday offers and the progress that the companies have made since either last being on the show or us sharing any information about them. So I will open with Dori DiCarlo talking about Safety Bags Inc. and StadiumBags.com. We will have Carol Sakianis from Ruby Ribbon and Dylan O'Connor from Floor Coverings International of Greenwich. For today, please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. On behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, I say have a great day. And we will close, as we so often do, with the fantastic Smith Sisters bluegrass song, She Is You.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you,
sure of herself, yeah, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong, yeah, she knows who she is, has integrity. this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.